What's up, guys? Welcome to another live stream. Jason Von Payne, Nikki T here, your host. And Jason, we got a banger of a topic today. Today, we are going to talk about right out the gates, in your face, as hard as we can right now, how to make 2024 the biggest year ever. Let me be clear, whether you're listening to this today and we're 32 days out of the new year, or you're listening to this in July, this episode is not dated. It's about how to grow your business, your brand, your life. And let me start with this. Building the business of your dreams, building the new year of the dreams, building the new month of your dreams, it starts now. At the time of recording this, yes, we are 32 days out of the new year, but your business doesn't start on New Year's Eve when the ball drops and you're chinging champagne and cheers and champagne and you're kissing your loved ones. 2024 starts now. And if you're listening to me and it's 6 months into the new year, you're 3 years from now, your biggest week, your biggest month, it starts now. So many people try to put off till tomorrow what they need to do today. We try to pass off to, oh, I'll do it on Monday. Oh, I'll do it next week. I'll do it next month and I'll do it next year. To build the business and life of your dreams, it starts now, taking action now.
I love it. I don't know. You shocked me there for a second. The reason why is because a lot of us, we are so programmed by the government, politics, media, schools, churches, as like new year, new me, January 1st, all that kind of stuff. And like, hey, well, it's the holidays, so make sure you take it easy and don't work too hard. And blah, dude, like, I already threw up in my mouth. Like, I need a drink of water now. I threw up in my mouth. Like, it's gross. It's just stupid. And those that are truly crushing in life, not one person would ever tell you that. Those that are truly doing would never tell you to do any of that shit, ever.
I don't get it. And I think the thing that you guys watching, listening need to understand is if you have the goal on your goals list, you have the vision on your vision board, you have the big ass thing that you want to do, you're not just going to magically wake up tomorrow and be a different person. You have to build yourself into the person that could achieve and accomplish that goal. Well, Nick, I'm not a podcast host. Great. Start with one episode and build yourself up. Nick, I'm not that fit in the gym. Well, the guy that is fit didn't just magically land there. Start with your first workout and build yourself up. But so often we try to throw off till tomorrow. And what we're doing, Jason, is we're actually letting ourselves off the hook from taking action. And that to me is the big thing here is we want to say new year, new me. We want to hashtag it. We want to share quotes. We want to get inspiration. Guys, you do not need inspiration to have the biggest 2024 of the year. If you need somebody to inspire you to chase your own goals and dreams, you are doing something way wrong, man. What you need is more action. What you need is more activity. What you need is more habits, routines, and disciplines done on a daily basis. And those habits, routines, and disciplines are the things that make you build into that person down the road.
Yeah. I stick with these two words that have really helped me this year is consistency and intentionality. And if you can do that, you can do whatever you want. The last 2 months of the year, right? A lot of vacations, a lot of days off, stereotypically, right, for the world. A lot of distractions, not bad distractions, but distractions, right? Turkeys and jack-o'-lanterns and Christmas trees and ho-ho-hos and St. Nick's. And the thing, I'm married, I have five kids. Dude, I have a handful of trips lined up, but guess what? When I am not, my wife knows this too. When I am not on vacation, I am in go mode. I'm not in chill mode. I'm not like hang out by the fire, hang out at the house. Like I am in go mode when I am not on vacation and when I'm not doing a trip with my family. I'm intentional with them and I focus on creating that experience because I've done both. I've tried to create an experience with my family and try to work at the same time and I effed up both of them and got nothing done and pissed off both parties, right? So whatever you're going to do, be intentional, right? Like you said, we're going to Dallas, this weekend. Like we're going to be intentional. We're going to be there. We're going to be focused. We're not getting distracted. And we are going to be present where we are, taking notes, collaborating, connecting with the people in that room. We're not trying to do shit in San Diego or in Phoenix or in Germany or whatever country said this listening in. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's not how we roll. What we're doing is we are being intentional where we are. So the last, and by the way, it doesn't matter if you're listening right now before the end of the year, or if this is part of a recording that you're listening to, whatever time it is, guess what? there's always going to be a new year, right? So whenever that does happen, quarter four is the hardest, can be the most effective and most profitable, most lucrative quarter for you, because separation season and all of your competition goes out of town and everybody takes their foot off the gas and you put your foot on the gas and you double down, massive results.
Well, for you to have the business of your dreams, the brand of your dreams, the life of your dreams, you just have to identify the things that are going to get you there and just focus on doing them on a daily basis. I have fallen in love with these 30-minute concepts. I believe that you can change your life in 30 minutes. Now, what do I mean? 30-minute workout done every single day over 6 months, your body has changed. 30 minutes on creating new content every single day for 6 months, your content and brand has changed. 30 minutes per day on lead follow-up, your business has changed in 6 months and your sales are changed. 30 minutes per day on lead generation done day in and day out. The way that I look at it is you're trying to chop a tree, right? And if you chopped in the same spot over and over and over again, then took a break to sharpen the axe and came back to the same spot over and over and over again, no matter who you are, eventually that tree is going to fall down, whether it's a small tree, a medium tree, or a tree that's just been building for hundreds of years. To me, right, that's how you get where you want to go, is you identify the thing that will get you there. And if you do that thing day in and day out, you schedule it, you discipline yourself to do it, and you follow through on that every single day, there's no way you're not going to achieve that goal.
Well, and that's what it comes down to, Nick. I love what you said. Make sure you sharpen the sword, right, or the axe. A lot of us will just, we'll hit the same spot like 1,000 times. It's like, dude, I'd rather only hit that thing 100 times and sharpen it every 5 minutes instead of 1,000 times and never sharpen it once. If you ever try to cut meat or something with a dull blade, a dull knife, it does not work. It's not effective.
Yeah, but I got to work this in here. I think everybody wants to spend time learning, studying YouTube videos. I call it chalkboard talk. It's comfortable to learn from an air-conditioned home or in your hoodie with a cup of coffee. It's comfortable to sit in the crowd and take notes and quote-unquote sharpen your saw. Because yes, Jason, you have to learn. You will learn more by actually swinging the freaking axe, swinging the bat, getting into the game. I'm a surfer, man. And all day long, I can watch Point Break, which is my favorite surfing movie. And I can follow dudes on Instagram and I can like and love their stuff. It is a different game till you paddle out. We call it paddling out into the lineup, meaning once you get out there, then you're actually navigating the waves. And I think for any brand business owner, what I want you to do is identify that big ass thing that you want to do, the thing that scares the shit out of you. Then find one action, one small action you can do today that's going to move you just one step closer to it. Just one little baby action. And if you do that action every single day, it is only a matter of time till you are literally becoming that person and living who, like, those dreams that you had previously. Huge, dude.
Yeah. Well, and when you truly understand the whole like axe theory and what it comes down to is, like, you taught me this. I teach it every single day. I teach it to my kids, my wife. I was just on a podcast, on my podcast yesterday. My buddy Craig Breinholt owns one of the biggest insurance companies, boutique brokerages here in Arizona. And was just chatting with him yesterday about going deep, not wide. Because he has a bunch of buddies that, like, oh, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. And I'm like, dude, I was like, so what do you actually do? So when somebody asked me, like, what that friend does, we're like, dude, I have no idea. He's done, like, 19 things. And then talking to my buddy Craig, he's been doing it for almost 15 years since he got back from his mission, since he graduated college. Like, he went into insurance and he's been cranking and cranking, and now he makes a shit ton of money and he has a very big, wealthy, scalable insurance business. And that's what it comes down to, man. Like, a lot of us, we want to do the podcast and write the book and be a coach and do events and all that stuff. I'm like, dude, pick your one thing. If it's a podcast, go hard. In 2024, my advice to you, this might be different than Nick's, to be honest, which is okay. My advice to you, if you're write a book, if the only thing you did in 2024 was write a book, I would be so freaking proud of you. If the only thing you did in 2024 was start a podcast and have one episode and have 50 episodes over that year, I would be freaking proud of you.
You're talking right? dirty to me. You are talking That's, dirty to me.
That,
me.
Or like, if you sucked at social media, but I see that you have over 365 posts because you did one a day every single day throughout the year, and you had 365 posts compared to zero the year before, I'll be freaking proud of you. Do not try and do 19 things in 2024. Don't.
You can't.
So you can't. You will start all of them, and you will not complete any of them. I promise.
Well, Jason, I'm really big on this. I think for anybody to make 2024 the biggest year ever, you need to identify that big ass thing that you've been wanting to do and then actually just do it. So many people set goals and have vision boards and have these want to do things. Take those want to do's and make them the I'm actually doing. Grab a scratch piece of paper right now, guys. And on one side, on the left side, literally draw a line down the middle. On the left side, put all those big ass things that you want to do. Then next to it, I want you to find the one thing that you could take action on today and write an action to get started. How long does it take to start a podcast? An hour. How long does it take to do your first video on social media? Less than 20 minutes. How long does it take to reach out to 5 leads today? How long does it take to do that thing that you want to do to get your first workout out of the way? It takes 30 minutes. And so move from the I want to do category to the I actually am in the process of doing category. I don't have respect. I don't know what it is about you and I, but everybody wants to run up to us and like posture and tell me all the big ass things that they want to do. Brother, I'd have more respect if you came up to me and told me the one thing that you tried and that you fell flat on your face doing. I have more respect for that guy or gal that tried, that got into the ring, that took the lumps, that got punched in the face. I have more respect for that than somebody that tells me the 30 things that they want to do that they read out of a book that sound good in theory. I want to hear about the one thing that you're taking action on. So for you guys tuning in right now, for you to have the biggest and best 2024 ever, stop talking, take action. As simple as it is, take the things that you want to do, pick one of them and take action on it. You take action on that today. It'll be hard at first, but it'll get easier day after day after day. And if that one thing is the thing that you've wanted to focus on that will move the needle in your brand, your business, your life, all the above, and it scares you and you know it's the thing, you need to take action on it. I gotta share this with you on this. Mm-hmm. So I had a good friend of mine reach out. And not going to name names, want to keep that professional, but they wanted to start a podcast and they knew that that podcast would help them build a brand and authority. So they came to me to tell me all the things that they wanted to do about this podcast. Me being me, what did I say? Well, we're together having lunch. Guess what we're going to do today? I said, what are you doing today? The person said, oh, I got some stuff going on. I said, well, I'm willing to block off the next 4 hours to get your podcast started and launched. Are you ready to do this? Well, no, I'll get it done next week or next year. I said, you're talking to Nikki fucking T, bro. Let's go. And what we did was we sat down and we launched their podcast on a Saturday afternoon in less than 4 hours. No longer talking about it. No longer waiting till the new year to do it. Guys, it's 2024. You can Google your way or YouTube your way to any answer that you want to do. You want to learn TikTok ads. Jason, you'll love this. How did I learn TikTok ads? I called Jason. I said, hey, we need to learn TikTok ads. I grabbed a big ass coffee from Starbucks. I blocked off my day. I spent 3 hours on YouTube videos. 3.5 hours later, we had the YouTube ad or the TikTok ad up and going. You can Google anything, YouTube anything. Here's the problem. It's not the knowledge of how to do it. It's not the know-how. It's not the tools. It's not the technology. It's the bullshit excuse that you're allowing yourself to believe. I hear this all the time. Nick, I want to do more on video because I know that that video will help me grow my brand and blow up, but I don't know the technology. Bro, get on the app store and get CapCutter captions. You don't even need the technology, right? Well, Jason, I want to write a book, but I don't know how to, or I want to build my business. I don't know how to. I want to hire. I don't know how to. For you to win next year or any freaking year or month, stop talking about the things, start doing the things. That's how you're going to win, bro.
Yeah, it's been one of my biggest things is, what's that book called? Aim, Shoot, Fire, Whatever.
Aim, Shoot, Fire, Whatever is what it's called, yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Aim, no, what's it called? Aim, Set, or Fire, ready, Set, Ready, Fire, Aim, or whatever it's called. Sure. Anyways, but basically what it comes down to with me is I am almost to a fault, I hate planning on doing something. I just go do it and I trip and I stumble and I get bloody and I lose money or I this and that. But guess what? Now I have the experience and now I have momentum and now I have the commitment and I have beaten you.
Non-perfect action will beat perfect inaction any day of the week, homeboy. And I think that you are the true definition of that. Hey, I don't know how to start a business. Yeah, you're not supposed to know how to start a business. That's the art of all of this. If you knew how to do it, you'd already be doing it. You'd already be a master at it. So you have to learn to get started in the thing that makes you uncomfortable that you don't know how to do. It's funny. How did we get here on a podcast? Well, we didn't know how to do this. It's not like we came out of the womb and we were just gifted with Shure microphones. How did you guys throw a conference? We didn't know what we were doing.
Did you go to a 4-year university? Oh, I did.
I lasted two fine semesters at the Mesa Community College. Go T-Birds, baby.
Oh, hey, hey, I was your competitor. I was a Coyote. Oh, Taylor Gilbert, baby. For like 3.5 classes. And I was like, this is stupid.
Somebody asked me, they go, how did you and Jason start throwing these conferences? And I said, we started throwing these conferences. They go, no, there's got to be more to that. I go, no, there's not more than that. We didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We decided we had a passion to do this. Yeah. We started. And then you figure things out. Trust me, you will figure more things out by doing than chalkboard talk any day of the week, y'all.
Dude, so let me tell you a quick story that literally just happened to me this weekend. So me and you and Dory were talking before we got on camera. And like, oh, there's a brand new truck outside. And I was like, yeah, it's mine. And they're like, well, why'd you get a new truck? And I said, I didn't want to get a new truck. I love my truck, but you've been to my truck. There's absolutely nothing wrong with my truck. It's a badass truck. And, but what happened is Thursday of last week, right? No, that's a lie. Because Thursday was Thanksgiving. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, we were doing a job and I have a diesel truck and it was actually my OG one from 2019. It's a 2016 truck. Anyways, has over 250,000 miles on it. Transmission starts to, you know, go bad and a bunch of random problems and costing me money. And I was like, okay. And my team's like, hey, the training's going to get like, go. We need to trade the sucker in and move on. And I'm like, dude, but we have to have, it has to be a diesel, can't be gas for several different reasons. I'm not going to get into the details. And I said, okay, well, I could trade in that truck and go get another diesel, or I have a diesel and I'll just give them mine. It's already wrapped, ready to rock and roll. All I can, now this one went the day before Thanksgiving, right? And Dory comes to me, Diego comes to me, and they're like, hey, this and this and this and this. I'm like, okay, cool. So literally, I was like, I could have said, well, let me do my research. Let me see what the rates are. Let me see what kind of vehicle to get. Let me blah, 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 blah. No, I made one phone call to my buddy, Ben Brown. Henry Brown, Ben Brown. And I said, hey, dude, I need a truck. This is what I'm looking for. This is what it is. Let me know. He calls me 2 hours later. He's like, hey, I have your truck. It's here at the dealership. I'll have it delivered to your house on Saturday. Okay. Sure enough, I'm not even home, and the truck gets delivered in my driveway on Saturday. I got my other truck that was on Sunday. I gutted my truck on Sunday. Monday morning, it's in production. Over a 4-day holiday weekend, I went from needing a vehicle to purchasing, getting a vehicle, swapping it out, and having it make me money on Monday. How many of us would have spent weeks or months shitting their pants, what to do about this, what to do about that, and going and looking and test driving 20 of them? Dude, money loves speed. There's nothing. And so I just posted earlier this morning that obscurity is the number one reason why, you saw my post yesterday. Obscurity is the number one reason why small businesses go out of business, because nobody knows who you are. And the reason why people are obscure is because they do not make moves fast enough. They do not make decisions fast enough. The infamous Brad Lee taught me this personally when he came and spoke on our stage. He's like, give me a nugget. He's like, make moves fast. Not, he's like, even if you make the wrong move, at least you know what move not to make the next time.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Jason, it's so funny. A few years back, I stopped doing goal setting. I stopped saying set big goals. And somebody asked me, he goes, why did you stop all your goal setting workshops and all this stuff? And why do you say chase your dreams now? I said, because the word chase is a verb. Goal setting means the art of writing something down. Congratulations. You learned how to write when you were in like the six years old. Like they taught you how to write. What I want you to do is actually start chasing a verb. If you guys want to win next year, watch this. This is my favorite exercise. Yes, you can go ahead and list out all those big ass goals that you have. That's awesome. That's planning. And yes, the art of writing your goals down, they go up 50%. And that's a beautiful thing to do a goal setting session and figure out your big goals and dreams and the numbers and the metrics and what that body looks like and describe all of that. You're describing the end destination. That's all a beautiful thing. Here's the second part of that, though, is describe and list out what actions you can take on a daily basis to get you there. Mm-hmm. Step one, list out what the big ass goal is. Step two, what are the daily disciplines, the actions that will get you there? And then step three, this is the big part. Schedule it into your day to day. We don't get what we want. We get what we schedule, and then we follow through on with that commitment. Because I hear this all the time as entrepreneurs. Well, Nick, I wanted to go to the gym, but I got too busy. I get that. We're all like, I completely respect that. Schedule that in, because it's not like you're going to have like this banger month, right? You want to have a good life. So schedule in on your day to day the things that matter most to you. And if you're trying to create more content, schedule it. If you're trying to go to the gym more, schedule it. You're trying to be closer with your spouse and build your relationship, schedule it. That which gets scheduled gets done. And my favorite thing, dude, is just go to your iPhone calendar and block this off as an appointment. And even if it's a solo appointment with yourself, block it off as an appointment with yourself. Hey, we're in an appointment to create content for the next hour. I'm in an appointment for my gym, for my workouts. I'm in an appointment to read more. I'm in an appointment to be, you know, with my relationship, whatever that is. And if you start developing the schedule around the ultimate habits and routines that will get you where you want to go, and you just follow the schedule, your life will completely change. It's not some whiz-bang idea. It's actually taking action on those whiz-bang ideas. So if you want to set yourself up for the biggest new year ever, list out all your big ass goals. Congratulations. I'm fine with that. But then more importantly, list out the actions that are going to get you there, and then when you're going to follow through on those actions on a daily consistent basis.
It's funny that you say that. As we wrap up here, literally in the notes, I've just been, you know, commenting on people, whatnot. Michael Salazar. So my goal is to 6X my business. And first I was like, oh, that's cute. 6X, hoorah. And I said, what's your plan? And within seconds, he was already typing back.
He's got a plan.
So that's the thing. What I want you guys to understand, okay? We did $1 million. Actually, that's a lie. We did $996,000 the day before Thanksgiving. Our goal is to do $1 million in revenue in November before Thanksgiving. We fell $4,000 short. True story. Obviously, we passed that in November. Now, so eight-figure business, right? A $12 million roofing company of mine. I'm going to meet with all my managers. There's four of them, and myself. Three-hour meeting and max. 3 hours. Not 3 days, not 3 weeks, not 3 months. 3 hours. We're going to plan out, right? We're going to set our goals for 2024. We're going to have an action plan of how to accomplish those goals all the way down from a quarterly to a monthly to a weekly to a daily, just like you taught, in 3 hours. I love what you say. Some people are like, oh, I'm still planning this. I have a buddy. I'm not going to name names. You don't know who he is, but he lives in Gilbert. And the dude is like infamous for doing research. He'll like buy in a toy hauler. He spent at least 80 hours of research on which toy hauler to get and why. I'm like, dude, just drive down to the freaking lot, figure out which one fits your side by side and your toys, and which one you can pull your truck with, and cut the dude a check and be done. But they spend so much time researching and goals and plans and all that stuff. Like, they spend like a month out of the year planning that shit. And I'm like, dude,
we do that, Jason, because it's safe. We do that because nobody's going to comment on our video. We do that because we won't get haters. We'll do that because we are safe and comfortable. And that's the thing that I want you guys to understand. For you to build the business and life of your dreams, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. To do something you've never done, you are going to have to do something you've never done. So just know that. Lean into that. Own that.
Yeah, one of my very first...
To grow in 2024.
Yeah, one of my first comments in the notes, it literally says, do something hard.
You have to.
Dude, I did leg press for the first time in a long time today. I had leg day today, and I freaking crushed it with squats. Then I saw the leg press, like, eyeballing me, like Jumanji. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. So I go do leg press, and I know I walk like a duck. But, like that was something hard that I didn't want to do that I haven't done in a long time. I'm like, no, I need to do this. So I'm gonna hop off here, but I want you guys to understand, do something hard, right? Mm-hmm. You need to have a goal. I'm not saying don't goal set. You need to have a goal, but this is a quick, like literally in one day you can be done for the year, for the next 12 months, you're done in a matter of hours, not weeks or days or months to plan for it. Literally in a matter of hours or hour, depending on how efficient you are. Literally get a goal, get a game plan. I love what you said. Put it on your effing calendar, mm-hmm. how you're going to accomplish it. And then also, if you have a team, who is going to accomplish it? Mm. Do not have, I am not going to do $15 million in roofing next year. I'm not. My team is. Sure. And I need to figure out, delegate who's going to do what in order to get there. So mm-hmm. kick ass, take name, 2024, baby. Let's roll.
Yeah. And guys, I want to just finish this up with you. You know, we started the episode with this, how to have the biggest and best year ever in 2024. I want you to win in business, life, income, your brand, your marketing, all the above. If you're watching this before the turn of the new year, start now. It'll give you a 30-day, 2-week, 1-week jump in your competition. You don't cheers at midnight when the ball drops and kiss your loved ones and you're automatically a new person. New year, new me is bullshit. New year, new habits is what I want you to say instead. New year, new daily disciplines. You don't get what you want, y'all. You get what you do on a daily basis. Simplest analogy ever to bring this home, whether that's your business life, whatever, is fitness. Look at fitness. You can study all the diets all day long and the difference of paleo and keto and carnivore. You can fight about it and go back and forth on content. And no, the doctor said you can go fight on comment sections and study and learn all day long. Nothing will beat you getting to the gym and eating a decent meal, a clean meal. That's it. So start doing the healthy things. Stop doing the bad things. I call it the start stop list. Grab a scratch piece of paper, as simple as this is. Draw a line down the middle. Everything that you want to start doing to ultimately become the highest and best version of yourself, and everything that you should stop doing. The things that will get you there and the things that are going to hold you back. And you literally grab these, draw a line down the sheet, list these out, guys. It'll truly set you up for the biggest and best year of your life. I hope that helps you. I hope this episode has served you. And like we said, this could apply to July. This could apply to June. And guys, we want you to win. And as we're coming to the tail end of this, if you want to win in business and marketing and would like a second set of eyes on your marketing strategies, Jason and I help people build brands. I want you guys to go to callwithnickyt.com right now. Callwithnickyt.com right now. You can schedule a free marketing and social media audit with me. I'm going to teach you how to build an authority brand if you want chat about starting a podcast. And then Jason and I have a gift for you guys before we go. We want to give you guys, if you don't have a copy of our new book yet, go to scale8book.com, scale8book.com. And Jason, this is how people can have the biggest and best 2024 ever, man. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing, not have made it. Good luck to those who want to see me fly. I've been number one for eternity. Want to thank everyone.